Well, she's got the look, and she is sitting right across from me here in the Q92 studios. How you doing, Monica?
I'm doing good, Maynard, and how are you today?
Well, I'm just fine, thanks. I'm filling in for Paul again today. Here he's doing some interviews. We've got Severe Weather Awareness Week coming up next week, and he's talking to meteorologists and all kinds of people there, so he can fill us in on how we should respond in case the weather gets nasty.
You know, I think that's great. You know what? We count on you for so much stuff. I can't even believe it.
Well, you know, we try to, you know, stay informative if we can. So,
and with so much fun is we are going to get spring. So I thought I'd bring a little spring here.
You think spring is coming?
I do.
When? What day exactly? Are you going to predict?
I think what we're going to have to do, Maynard, since the weather is like this, we're going to have to make our own spring.
Well, okay. Well, we'll declare it officially starting today.
I think so.
You've got some nice light colors for fall there.
For spring.
Or spring, rather.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Excuse me. I just jumped right over spring.
But you know what? Maynard, it feels like fall, so that's
it does.
Fine.
That's why I just can't get into it here, Monica. What do you call the color of that jacket you got hanging up right there?
This is called, official color, it's called ice lime.
Ice lime.
And I just thought, you know, I had to bring this today because I just thought, plus the little shirt underneath I just got in, and it's kind of like a peasant style in a way. It's just like got a little tie at the top. It's a three-quarter sleeve. It's a loose blouse, and that's called canary.
Okay.
But look at how pretty that color is.
Kind of a neat print there.
Blue. It's like a pretty blue, pretty lime green. Or whatever they want to call it, canary. And then paired up with the little rip and repair silver gray jean. You know, that's a cute little outfit. And then I had to bring a new purse I got in. It zips on the top. So I'm finally listening to my fashionistas about they want a zipper on top. Sorry, I cut my thumb this morning, so I'm not good with zippers.
Okay, the purse has a purse inside it.
Yeah. Maynard, this is the cat's meow for women, and then there's a strap for this one, too. I just noticed that between me and you and the fence post.
You can get a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, my God. This is so great for travel. Maybe I need it. No, maybe don't.
If you're going flying or something, you can get a lot of stuff in your purse there to take with you on the plane.
Your cosmetic bag, and it's like another purse with straps. So you could use the longer strap for the bigger bag, or you could use it on this little cosmetic bag that turns into a crossover bag. Oh, my gosh. Those are going to go this weekend, Menier.
All right.
And I have this one in tan, black, and like a saddle tan color. I don't know, that caramely brown color. I have them.
We haven't talked a lot about purses. Do you have a pretty good selection of purses on hand?
Oh, my gosh. Maynard, I have gotten so many purses on hand. Plus, I got more crossover bags like this, and what's all the goal right now? That was so perfect to ask. I'm proud of you. You have done
every
your
now
map.
And then I come up with a good question.
You have done your math. So the crossover bags that I just got in are like kind of like this size. And so they're a little bigger than that. That's my traditional one, which is kind of dinky for a lot of people. I can make it work when I go to Vegas, but that's kind of a little bit bigger, like my own. You know, it's just a little bit bigger. Crossover bags, all different sizes I have, so it's great for a trip. Ladies, we cannot wear such a heavy purse for our shoulders. I mean, so many women have shoulder issues. We're carrying too heavy of handbags. And, you know, as long as you brought that up, the average handbag is between 18 and 19 pounds.
That's a lot.
That's a lot on your
shoulder. It's a lot to be carrying around.
Yes.
And you ever notice that when you have a purse that size or something, I notice I'm guilty of it when my wife is carrying something like that. I'm always putting my sunglasses in there and my other, you know, stuff. And then she ends up carrying everything. You know,
KB does the same thing for me when we're on a trip. So I think, oh my gosh, I got a plan. And women will say that when they come in the store, Monica, I can't put my husband's either cigarettes or sunglasses or chaps. I can't fit that all in there, and plus my own. So the crossover bag, the in between size, has become so popular, and the ones that I've been doing really good with too have a lot of little fringes on them. So the tassels and stuff are really in, and I've got all different colors, all different sizes. I just thought change of season, it was time to get some new handbags.
That's right. Now, when you talk about carrying stuff around, I don't know what the equivalent would be for women, but you know, men have cargo shorts, you know, and I like them, you know, even though they're supposedly not very stylish anymore, but I like them because you can, you know, carry you know, your sunglasses and your phone and whatever without worrying about where it is.
I think they're fine to wear.
Do they have something like that for women with a lot of pockets on it?
You know, the thing of it is, they used to have like the cargo pants for women. But then I think that little knapsack thing that they put around the waist, that's kind of come back into style.
Still see some of those around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fanny pack, is that what they call that?
Yeah, and guys use them too. And I've seen that on pictures where people have gone on vacations and they have those little fanny packs on. So I think whatever works for you. But yeah, I think it's typical of a man to do that because not a lot of men around here will want to wear male purses.
No, that's right. I suppose some places there.
In the big city, you'll see a crossover bag like that with a guy.
A man bag. You know,
yeah,
right.
You'll see that. Ooh, I can't ever see KB holding that.
Yeah.
I think he'll be better by, you know, just me putting it in my purse.
Good idea.
And plan ahead.
Well, let's talk about some of the other outfits now. What do you have the other one hanging up there, kind of the green and the blue up there?
Yeah, so right now, we want to look springy, so I have like that jade-colored crisscross top short sleeve with a statement necklace with gold, and it's like a chevron necklace, paired up with what would you call a medium blue cardigan to go over it, and that's been the cat's meow. Those cardigans, I got them in when I came home from Vegas. I didn't know if I should get them. But they're so soft, and they really aren't too wintry. But let's face it, it's cold out yet. And I'm sorry, but Maynard, it's probably going to be cold till the end of April.
It probably will
You know,
yeah.
Even if it's 50 degrees, they're cardigan weather.
Right.
So those were really a big hit on Easter weekend because they're like, oh, I have a cute dress, Monica, but it's going to be cold. So I said, we can Monicanize your dress.
There you go.
Put one of these cardigans on.
I like that necklace. I thought it was. I didn't even realize it was a necklace. I thought it was a design on the.
On the top.
On the top there.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't
really
that? I just think
really
that's
nice.
So fun, and it just. I don't know. It sets it off, and then I threw a little camouflage. This is a camouflage little cross bag. Now that can be fine for travel. You can put your credit cards in there, a little bit cash. I always tell my fashionistas, if you're going on a day trip, just put a little cash in them. Leave all your credit cards and your major things in your safe in your hotel and just have easy access.
Right.
The only thing disadvantage of there is you may not be able to fit a couple pairs of sunglasses in there.
No.
But usually they're wearing them. Yeah. Right? I mean, usually
people have them on the top of their head or something
Or you're out and about all day.
Yeah.
And then in the back there, Maynard.
Now that's the top is pretty similar to the one you got with the other.
Yeah, it is the same one, but I wanted to show you how you could throw that under a denim jacket. How cute is that?
We talked about denim jackets not too long ago, and that they never go out of style.
They never go out of style. And the thing of it is the minute they leave the store, I have to keep looking for more because the reason why people love my jean jackets and jackets, because I always get stretchy fabric. Because if you got anything with the girls going on or any little curves or anything, you get a little stretchier jean jacket. It's just easier to fit. It's comfortable. And with the legging industry taking over, if the material in the denim, like these rip and repair, they're really nice and stretchy. And they have a stretch waistband too. If you don't buy stuff that feels just as comfortable as a legging, it's not going to sell.
Stretch waistbands are kind of nice.
It's just not going to sell.
Stretch waistbands, not most everything have that these days. I find myself ordering, you know, all my pants when I tell my wife, get that comfort waistband on there.
You know what? For men?
Need a little room.
For men, I so look, if a guy asks me to find some stuff for him, which I'll do. I'll do whatever it takes to help a customer. I love those waistbands that expand.
Right.
Because a lot of guys like you look at the great legs you have. You don't, and then most guys, guys don't have the problem like women. You don't have hips, usually. Guys don't have big hips, right? And so if you got to get a pant to fit your waist, maybe it's too big for your legs or whatever, vice versa. So that little extension will help you if you can go down.
I'm like a 35. you know, then.
So what you need is a 34 extension.
Wavering between a 34 and a 36. Yep. So if I buy a 35 with that stretchy little waistband, see, then it can give me room to move and breathe.
Yep. Maybe even a 34 might work.
That might. Well, I don't know. That might be pushing it, you know. I'd have cut back on the burgers then, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, but I seen on Facebook somebody said, you know, we're all sometimes we get so overly self-conscious on what we eat. And then it says, eat that dessert, eat that burger, you know.
You only live once, you know.
You only live once, yes.
Now, you got some shoes with today and another top that we should talk about here.
Yes. So if you ask what Monica's wearing today, I had to get this 3/4 stripe little top on with this little kangaroo pocket to pair up with my rip and repair jeans and my cruising shoes.
Uh-huh.
Cruise on into Monica's.
Those look comfortable.
Repair cruisers. These have a little fur in them. I kind of needed that today. But yeah, this is kind of a complimentary one to what I have on. This one is a hoodie, and it's striped hood, and different stripes in the back and the front. And no, ladies, just because it's striped going across, it's very flattering on. It's very cute, and it pairs up great with little jeans, leggings. One lady said, private messaged me, she wore this to her on her trip. She wore it over a swimsuit. She wore it out to eat at night. She made a lot of use out of it. Yeah. And that's a win-win.
Kind of neat with the wide stripes on the back and the narrow stripes in the front.
Isn't that just cute? And it's kind of like a high-low.
Yep. And you got a little necklace along with it
there. And a little red necklace, you know, a little pop of color to cheer it up. So that's great for vacations or, you know, we got to have a little spring in our life.
Plus, that's right.
That'd be just really cute under the jean jacket, too. And yes, you can wear a top longer than your jean jacket. Okay. The top can hang out of the jean jacket. That's okay.
All right. Well, Monica, well, quick on the shoes there. We're kind of getting to the end there.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does, yes.
These are my little navy slip-on shoes. They're the comfort. They're like a yoga mat inside. They're just really cute, comfy. I have them in navy and black. And I've got a lot more spring apparel in, and come on in. Cruise on into Monica's for a pair of cruisers.
What are the hours over there?
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And mark your calendars for the Dawson Shop Hop, April 19th, from 3:30 to 7:30.
Not too far off.
No, and I'm one of the shops you can come and shop in, and we're going to have a whole bunch of surprises at Monica's.
I bet you'll be busy. All right. Well, thanks, Monica.
Thank you, and like me on Facebook.
You have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
That's Monica Bothan and Fashionista Friday for this morning here on Q92.